Welcome to DSF Files, this is your host, Post Bird. And today we will be doing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem review. It is, oh my goodness, okay, let's see. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a astonishing 96% on the tomato meter by the critics. And audience score, 92%. This has to be a great movie, right? It has to, right? Or does it suck? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem starts off with the origin of the Turtles, this new origin story. It's not the original storytelling, it's completely new. Take what you know about the Ninja Turtles, forget that. Throw it out the window. This is new, starting over. You can call this a reboot, more or less. Well, yeah, it is. It is, really. It's a whole new story, it's a whole new everything, right? With familiar characters. We start off with the tragic tale of how Superfly became the villain, how he grew up hating humans, that gives him the motives as to why he's doing what he's doing. He's basically trying to make things fair for him and his fellow mutants who have also been created. Among those are the Gecko, Genghis Frog, Bebop, Rocksteady, a few other mutants, and which is right there already very different from what we are used to, right? Like, all these mutants have already been brought into the fold. And okay, and then there was an accidental dropping of the ooze into the sewers, and that's where the turtles get into it, and so does Master Splinter. Flash forward from there, we get into the preteens of these turtles. They're 15 years old. They grew up with Splinter. Splinter raises them like a father, okay? He doesn't raise them like their master. He raises them like his own children, which is also very different. It's a different take on Splinter. He's very loving, very father-like in this one. It's nice. And Jackie Chan, he did an excellent job doing that. It really portrayed the love that he feels for his children. And the story also heavily surrounds the need, the yearning that the turtles have for the surface world. They kind of touched on it on previous movies. Out of the Shadows is the one that comes to mind, where Mikey's, you know, he wants to be out there with people. Okay, so they very heavily explore this concept in Mayhem. The turtles, they're young, they want to be out there, they want to be accepted. And the way that they come up with to try and make their dreams come to life, they want to become heroes, therefore the crowd, the people, the humans will love them. Okay, yeah. April O'Neil is there to help them out with that. She's their human contact. She's the one running around with them filming, trying to uncover a story that she's trying to cover for a school newspaper. She's not a reporter here yet. She's also a teenager. But, you know, that's what she wants to do. She wants to be a reporter, more or less. She kind of plays a big role in this one. Not where it overshadows the turtles, but big enough to where she is noticed. Okay, and then Superfly and the Mutants, they are the villains of this movie. They are a faceless gang, an underground gang that's coming up the ranks, right? They're really causing trouble for the NYPD. And I'm not going to spoil the story of the overall plot, but just know that Superfly is up to no good, and he's building a machine that will make things fair for all mutants, and less fair for humans. And the turtles, being mutants themselves, have the choice to either join him or be up against him. That's basically the plot of the story. That is the bulk of the movie right there. And I have to say, as a turtle fan myself, I've been watching Turtles since I was a kid, back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. I've watched just about every single iteration of the Turtles. I gotta say that I walked away from that movie theater with a big smile on my face. I was very happy. I was very pleased with this new version of the turtles. One of the things that I really liked was the designs of the turtles. They were not these huge hulking beings like they were in the Michael Bay movies. They were brought back down closer to what the original concept was, maybe a mixture between that and the Michael Bay version, because these turtles are different from one another, right? Like, they're still okay, like Johnny, he's still the brains, he's still the tech, that's not going to change. He had some gear on him, and you know, he's the smart one. Raphael, of course, he's the muscle, he's the bigger of the four, that's who he is. And Leo, you can kind of, just because he's so young, he's not exactly the fearless leader, the one that brings balance to the team. Not yet. He's trying, but he's not there yet. Okay, and Michelangelo, he's just the fun goofball. He's there. And I really like the dynamics between the four turtles. They act like kids. They act like teenagers. They act like they've known each other forever, which of course in the movie they are, right? They're brothers, but the voice actors themselves, phenomenal job, great job. It really sounded like they clicked, and I just like the way that they interacted with each other. It was fun. It was good. It was very good. I also have to say that Ice Cube, his performance as Superfly, fantastic. Fantastic. I wasn't sure about it at first, but man, he pulled it off. He really did. He comes off as this tough guy. He comes off as the gangster. He comes off as a threat to the Turtles. Okay? He does a very good job at doing that. You can feel it in his voice. He gives you that Ice Cube look. He gives you that look. Okay? So he's got that down, but not all the voice actors were used to their full potential. We had Paul Rudd. He was playing Mondo Gecko. He was definitely underused as a talent. I mean, Paul Rudd, he's Paul Rudd. He's up here and he's playing a character who is not in the spotlight. He's not the main villain. He's not a main character. He gets more screen time than all the other mutants, but still, he is not heavily used. And, you know, it kind of sucks because I did like Gecko. His character was fun and goofy. He gets along very well with Mikey. It's fun to watch. John Cena was in this along with Seth Rogen. They played Bebop and Rocksteady. Bebop and Rocksteady, they are fan favorites, right? They are favorites. They're some of my favorites. I've loved these two characters for a long, long time. And to see them back in a movie, I thought it was awesome. But at the same time, underused. They really felt like background characters, and they're just kind of there. The few lines that Cena had as Rocksteady, he sounded good. He understood the assignment. He made his voice fit the character. Seth Rogen, he produced this movie. Props, fantastic. But come on, dude, this is like, what, the fifth time you play a pig character? It's a fetish, man. It's a fetish or something, man. It's fun. This time I didn't mind him too much. I'm critical when it comes to Seth Rogen voicing animated characters, but this time he did all right. It fits, it's fine. Did all right. Another thing I didn't like, and this might not be a popular opinion here, I hated April's character design. I hated her design, not because of her race. That actually, I think that was cool because, you know, in the comics, the original comics, April's black, and they brought her back to her original concept, which, great, that's cool. They even gave her red hair, which is great in Mutant Mayhem. I thought that was great. It was needed, had to do it. But the character design, good God, she's such a nerd. Ah, man, she's... Nah, I didn't like it. I didn't like the way she looked. And now I'm not expecting, you know, a Megan Fox type of character, that April O'Neil, because I kind of didn't like that April O'Neil either. But, you know, it's not what, as a Turtles fan, is what I want. Hopefully, maybe, this being the first iteration of April in this reboot, maybe there can be some changes later on, maybe for the sequel. That is confirmed, by the way. The sequel is coming, and a animated series. So hopefully we'll see some character growth. We'll see some design changes, okay? And also, I have to say that the end battle, the final fight with Superfly, I was a little let down. I was a little let down. I'm not gonna spoil it, but the way that they defeat him, it's great. There's teamwork. It takes all the Turtles and others to bring down the big boss. And when it finally happens, it's like, oh, that kind of hurt. Dead. He's done. He's gone. And it was just like, what? That was it? Like, it felt... The battle was good, but the way it ended, it just fell a little flat for me. And I didn't quite like that. I don't know what else they could have done. Maybe extend the downfall a little more. But it just... That final moment just did not land with me. I didn't like it. But I'm being critical now. I'm just, you know, just picking this movie apart little by little. But overall, I do have to say it was quite enjoyable. It was fun. Again, I left the movie theater very happy, very pleased. I'm excited to see what's coming next. I'm very, very curious as what's going to happen in the sequel and this TV series that's going to come out, because the way that it ends, it is very interesting. It's very, I can't say it. I don't want to say it just yet. For those who watched it, you know what happened. And it's something that the Turtles franchise has never really truly explored. Okay, not in this way. And it's going to be very, very interesting. So I'm definitely going to be watching out for that. So in conclusion, Should you watch this? Yes, yes. If you like the Turtles in any sense or form, I think you will like this. I think you enjoy it. Newcomers to Turtles, my children, I'm going to have them watch this. Absolutely. Yeah, I think this is going to be an iteration that will last for a few years. Most definitely. Can't wait. And if you watched our power rankings, our video where we ranked all the big films from the Turtles, from least favorite to favorite, where would I put this? I think I would say that Mutant Mayhem absolutely belongs in the third slot. Third slot, that's where it belongs, in my opinion. If you don't agree with that, that's cool. That's cool. I'm old school, guys. I have to put my first two movies up there. That does not mean this movie is bad in any sense. It just, in my personal opinion, it is not as good as those two movies that took the top places. But let's be honest here, out of the five main movies, for it to land on three, that's pretty decent. That's good. That's decent. That's nice, man. Anyways, let me know what you think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What did you like about the movie? What did you not like about the movie? Let us know. Bogusbird@thesfiles.com or leave us a comment down below. Cannot wait to hear what you think.